This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg was in Seoul, South Korea Monday, where he urged the nation to increase military support to Ukraine, citing other countries that have changed their policy of not providing weapons to countries in conflict following Russia's invasion. Speaking at the Chae Institute for Advanced Studies in Seoul, the NATO chief thanked South Korea for its non-lethal aid to Ukraine, but called on the nation to do more, adding there is an urgent need for ammunition.
I urge the Republic of Korea to continue and to step up on the specific issue of military support. I would say that's, at the end of the day, a decision for you to make. But I will say that several NATO allies who had as a policy never to export weapons to countries in conflict have changed that policy now.
Stoltenberg's visit to Seoul is the first stop on a trip that will also include Japan and is aimed at strengthening ties with Western allies in Asia in the face of the war in Ukraine and rising competition with China. The Ukrainian presidential office Monday, in a report covering the previous 24 hours, said Russian shelling has killed at least 5 people and wounded 13 others, as the Kremlin and Ukraine's forces remained locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. The casualties reportedly include a woman who was killed and 3 others who were wounded by Russian shelling in the shelling of Kharkiv, Ukraine's largest city in the country's northeast. Moscow troops seized large areas of the northeastern Kharkiv region in the months following its invasion last February, but Ukrainian counteroffensives that began in August took back Russian-occupied territory, most notably in Kharkiv. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel, where he urged the Israeli government and Palestinians to ease tensions amid a spike in violence that has put the region on edge. Monday, shortly before Blinken's arrival, the Palestinian Health Ministry said Israeli forces killed a Palestinian man in the flashpoint city of Hebron, bringing the toll of Palestinians killed in January to 35. The violence comes after months of Israeli arrest raids in the West Bank, which were launched after a wave of Palestinian attacks against Israelis in the spring of 2022 that killed 19 people. Speaking on his arrival at Israeli's international airport near Tel Aviv after a brief visit to Egypt, Blinken called for restraint.
It's the responsibility of everyone to take steps to calm tensions rather than inflame them, to work toward a day when people no longer feel afraid in their communities, in their homes, in their places of worship. That is the only way to halt the rising tide of violence that has taken too many lives, too many Israelis, too many Palestinians. I'll make that clear throughout my time in Israel and the West Bank with everyone that I meet.
The World Health Organization Monday said COVID-19 continues to constitute a public health emergency of international concern, its highest form of alert. Speaking Monday during a session of the agency's executive board in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there's no doubt the world is in a far better situation now than it was a year ago, when the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 was at its peak.
But since the beginning of December, weekly reported deaths have been rising. In the past 8 weeks, more than 170,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19. And that's just the reported deaths. We know the actual number is much higher.
In a statement, the WHO said the pandemic was likely in a transition point that continues to need careful management to mitigate the potential negative consequences. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a packed mosque in northwestern Pakistan Monday, killing at least 32 worshippers and injuring 140 others. More from Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad.
The afternoon attack in central Peshawar, the capital city of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, was reportedly carried out by a suicide bomber. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif condemned the bombing. Survivors and rescue workers said the roof of the building had caved in due to the massive blast. Police officials would not immediately discuss the nature of the attack, saying an investigation was underway. No one immediately took responsibility for the deadly bombing. Ayaz Ghul, VOA News.
I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.